to take control of your happiness. This is Being Young at Any Age on EZ 1430. Now, here's your host, George Bentley.
Hello, hello, hello. This is George Bentley, your host of Being Young at Any Age, where we help you create your own self-directed roadmap guide, if you will, towards optimal happiness, health, wellness, and vitality, no matter what your current challenges might be. You know, I like to talk of it in terms, as you probably know by now, of how to thrive now, how we live today to the greatest extent possible, and how can we expose ourselves to knowledge and information that can help us improve and maximize our vitality as we age. I like to describe it as discovering how to die young at an old age. Right?
Nice.
Yeah. So I dumb this stuff down as much as I can. You know, I really try to focus on humor and being lighthearted about that. To me, laughter is indeed the best medicine. And today we're going to, I think, talk about stress reduction.
Okay.
In terms of family relationships and how we deal with aging issues, as whether it's family, ourselves, whatever it is. I have as a guest here today Ms. Cindy Cook.
Cook, that's right.
Spelled K-O-C-H.
Correct.
And what's your website?
I'm starting a website called agingat5280.com.
Agingat5280.com.
Yep.
Just spell that out. Okay, there's her website. Give her a look and see.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, real quickly, let me give you a little of her background. First of all, she's native.
That's right.
Don't find too many of them.
Woo! Okay. Very proud of that fact.
Cindy Sue.
Of 82.
I love it. You know, you guys know I'm from the South, and anybody that's got two names,
yeah.
You know, I just like them already, right? But Cindy is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, right?
That's right.
And you've built several businesses in the hospitality, real estate, and now you're in the senior care space. And you consider yourself a senior care expert, right?
I do.
And you work with, is this your agency or different? Always Best Care Senior Services.
Yes, I work with them.
That's uh-huh. Okay. All right. And you've been helping families plan for aging for the past 5 years.
That's right. And did you notice I put planning in quotations?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We'll talk about that.
We are. I love that. And that's a big message here on the show is preparing and being proactive.
Right.
And I tell people that you can disagree with what we say on the show or you can agree. I really don't care. But what I care about is that you can explain to yourself why. Why do you agree with something or why do you disagree with it, which means I'm honoring the fact that only I can improve or control my quality of life as I age.
Right.
Only I can take care of my family. Only I can be proactive. But I need to do that in an informed way.
And with support, you know, and asking for the support that you may need in those different levels.
So all of my listeners know that I'm very proud to be the son of a 99-year-old father who is like my guinea pig and my poster child. You know, I tell every time I try something, I go, well, it didn't kill him, so it must be pretty good.
I do the same thing with my 87-year-old mother.
And he's like, well, that one gimped me up a little bit, but I think I'm gonna make it through. And I'm just like, okay, Dad, we'll try something else next time. But that's where I was headed. You are blessed to be supporting and helping your 87-year-old mom.
I am.
As she's moving through these golden years, right?
And she's so flexible whenever I bring something into suggestions for her. So
can she touch her toes?
She can touch her toes when she's sitting down.
See, I was telling on another show, we were talking about exercise, and I was like, you know, just be creative with exercise. And I tell people, I hold my TV remote between my feet.
And oh, right. That's
so
good.
So I do sit-ups.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and it works. It works. So your mom's 87. Real quick, tell me about her. How's her health? What's going on with her?
So she's born and raised in Denver also. She went to East High School. So did my father.
And go Angels!
That's right. I know you have a daughter over there.
Yep.
Right? And so she's lived in Colorado her whole life, and she got macular degeneration at a pretty young age, around 63. So we had to move her out of Denver, and we moved her to Heather Gardens. And for Denver natives, they'll know that moving to Aurora was a little tough for her because Aurora used to seem really far out there. And so she's now at Heather Gardens.
Not anymore.
No, not at all anymore.
Kind of central these days.
So she's on her own, and she's doing great. Oh, you know,
cool.
She makes her own meals, and I have some care come in twice a week, and she is doing terrific. Really and, great.
You know, that just really plays to the spirit of the message that I'm trying to help people get a grip on in their lives. And that is, you know, I've got several companies, but one of them is Bentley Baths. We do walk-in therapy tubs. And you know, part of the messaging there is, you know, I'm working with people who want to maintain their independence.
Yes.
They want to stay in their home, and they want to live there as long as they humanly can in most cases. But I tell people, it's really about being in control of your life at all phases and being able to choose what's right for you. So my dad was, my mom and dad were living in the home my mother was born in, rural Arkansas. My mom fell in the bathtub, broke her hip, a year later, gone. But my dad was like, I'll never leave this house. And that's how this really got started. And I put a walk-in tub for him. We made his home safe. We did the modifications. Wasn't super expensive. And he was happy there. The therapies started turning his life around, right? Yes. He started feeling better. So we get about 5 or 6 years into this. Now he's pushing 80-some-odd years old, whatever, getting close to 90. And he's like, I feel great. You know, I love my independence, but I'm bored.
Right.
I'm bored. You know, He's there alone. His church was a half a block away. You know, he had some friends, but, you know, they're all dying off or whatever. And I said, Dad, you know, what about a senior community? You mentioned Heather Gardens. I probably have 75 customers in Heather Gardens.
Uh-huh.
But the idea of helping our family members find resources to help them maintain their quality of life, no matter what that is. And if it's assisted living, a nursing home, or a senior community, whatever it is, I think we should empower our loved ones to help and help them make those decisions for themselves.
Well, and I think that that's, you know, one of my, the first question I was going to have you, you know, the most surprising thing that I have found is that, we have thousands of resources, but getting them to people is so hard.
I want to do it the right way. I want to just hang on a minute. Let me do this the right way. Okay. What have you found to be the most surprising thing, that's thing in Southern, thing being in the senior space?
So the thing that I found the most surprising thing is, like you were just saying, that, you know, we want to give them resources. Well, to get them the resources, there's thousands of them, and none of them can get to them.
Now, what do you mean? Explain
so
that.
So doctors don't refer people. They do not refer people. Nurses don't.
Oh.
They give people this thing called the Blue Book, which I appreciate the Blue Book, but it's overwhelming. It's got over 500 pages in
it. Some people actually go so far as to call that the Bible.
I know.
The senior Bible, right?
Yes. And so that now there's a new publication called Horizon, which is a much easier format and not so overwhelming, but just the whole concept of how to get the resources to people.
Right.
And that's really why I've started this Aging at 5280 website, because I am going to vet every category. I'm only going to have 3 people per category, and I'm doing this as a public service. I'm not making money off of it. I'm doing it so people can go there to see who the best home care company is, who's the best.
I knew I was going to like you. And Deb Wallace didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
I don't like her, by the way. No, I do like her. But you know, that's really the truth. And that's part of what we're doing with Being Young at Any Age.
Right.
You know, you're going to be up there on what I call my inner circle when I bring experts. You know, dear friend of mine, Annie Mullins, and I met for coffee before my last show, and she's just like, what makes you an expert on all this stuff? And I'm like, I'm not an expert on all this stuff. You know, I'm a curious George. Oh, I didn't put my curious George up. Oh, boy. Anyway, I carry a little, you know, the monkey, curious George.
Yes, I'm a curious person, too.
Yeah, you're
and
curious
that's why
Cindy.
I'm curious. But that's why I beg to differ. I think you're an expert because you've dealt with this, with a crisis with your mother, and now you're dealing with your father. And anyone who goes through those processes, I believe, become experts at what
Thank
we're
you.
Doing.
You know, it's really about my message is all I've done is encountered things in my life where I had to say why or why not. So your mom's got to go into a nursing home. I didn't ask why. I should have. And the reason was she couldn't bathe safely at home.
Right, but they gave you no other alternative.
No, we're going, okay.
Right.
That's what they're there for.
Right.
That's what nursing
that's
homes
what
are
you,
there for.
Right, well, and that's what you think. You know, and nothing to I mean, we all are in this together. The challenge is that our medical professionals are overtaxed. And so they need to use practitioners in the field like myself who are doing this every day, and we know what's happening.
Right.
So I'm working now with the state to work with the Medicaid to have them understand how overtaxed that system is in this community.
Oh, you want to talk about Medicaid?
Well, it's, yeah.
I'm telling you, I've spent 7 years. We even did a show specifically on it, and one of my passions is I believe that there are thousands, if not more, of people out there right now who qualify for Medicaid and they don't know it.
Absolutely.
And then there are thousands of people on Medicaid that qualify for benefits, like there's a home modification benefit. We've been a Medicaid contractor for 7 years now, Empower Home Solutions. That's all Empower does is Medicaid home modifications. The state will pay us up to $14,000 to make appropriate home modifications for these beneficiaries. And a lot of people don't even know they have that.
Let me share something with you. I think one of the things that I run up against is people think Medicaid is welfare.
Yeah.
And Medicaid is not welfare. It is a benefit that the government is providing for us.
And you're entitled to it.
We are. It's a benefit that we all need to look at. Even if we're millionaires, you know, it's a benefit that is there, and there we do Medicaid planning for everybody.
Perfect. And we want to talk about that offline, and we may have you back on for another show on that, because I just think it's, you know, knowledge is power.
Right.
And I honor my mom, and my mom always told me, George, knowledge is power, and it's impossible to know what you don't know. Right?
Right.
And so you have to ask questions. You have to get out there and take care of yourself and probe, and that's really what we're trying to encourage and help people do here. But what I wanted to say on the Medicaid side is that, you know, the government is now acknowledging the financial wisdom behind making our bodies healthy, our homes safe, avoiding injury, being proactive. Trust me, when's the last time you heard of the government giving money away? I mean, they don't. But that means there is a social acknowledgement that it makes more financial sense for us to invest taxpayer dollars in helping people stay independent and in their own home than not. Right?
Right.
And then here's something, I don't know if you know about this, but we happen to be in Colorado today. And in Colorado, the state will pay up to $5,000 to anybody. In other words, well, not anybody. There is an income limit. You can make up to $150,000. But if you really do need modifications in your home to be able to stay there, it's the same process as they use for the Medicaid benefit.
Uh-huh.
An OT goes out and evaluates what. But if you know, if you have needs, the state will offer you a $5,000 tax credit. That's a dollar for dollar payback for making your home safe so you can stay there.
And do you do that with Empower, your company Empower?
Mm-hmm. Empower Home Solutions.
Empower Home.
Yep, we do.
Yep. See, that's
but nobody knows about it.
I know, and I tell people about that, and I do that. I help them modify their homes.
I mean,
but I'm one person. And you know,
really?
But what
you had multiple personalities.
I do have that.
The one
ask
I met
my
in the
husband.
Lobby was a lot different than this one.
But I that's why I talk about this with everybody. It's just like you have to be your own advocate. So you know, as the more we can get the message out, like you're doing, it's so important.
Yeah, yeah. And just think about it. I mean, $150,000 a year in income covers a lot of folks,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to get a dollar for dollar tax credit, that's pretty. I mean, you know, where I was going with that a minute ago is you file taxes, right? And as a lawyer, I'd always tell my clients everything we do in the United States is a game, and
right.
You're not going to win the game if you don't know the rules.
That's right.
And by the way, somebody else makes the rules, so it's okay to play by the rules, right?
Exactly.
So if you understand the tax laws, you know, using those to minimize your tax obligation is a constitutional right. We're expected to do that. So for us to take advantage of a tax benefit or something like a Medicaid program that we qualify for, it's not just a right, it's an expectation.
Right.
That we do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's society is saying, hey, this is valuable. To my dad, you know, born in 1919, Depression, World War II. My dad was a naval aviator, a fighter pilot in World War II. Never has you. Well, he used the GI Bill to help him get a home when he got
right.
back. Other than that, nothing.
Right.
No,
so,
no VA benefits.
Right.
Nothing.
And so, like, the Greatest Generation, which is who's aging right now, is not. They were not they grew up in the Depression. So asking for any help from anybody, forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, so they're kind of our guinea pigs that we're dealing with in this whole aging thing. The baby boomers, when we come around, it's going to be a totally different marketplace.
Yeah.
Because baby boomers know how to play the system and, you know, but the greatest generation, they don't. So that's why my biggest thing is...
Well, not all baby boomers know how to play the system.
Well, no, not all baby boomers.
There's a couple of us that are trying to figure it out. I don't know. I just get so confused. You know, there's just so much to think about. You know, I've only got so much. I've done away with it. I think of my brain cells. Sometimes I'm kind of like lining them up like a Suicide Squad. You know, I'm like,
there goes them.
Yeah, am I going to drink this beer? Oh, boy. Just wiped out a bunch. But, so, you know... I understand where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But we have choices, and we need to take advantage of those. And again, it's acknowledging. So the idea of identifying an advocate, an expert, a resource to help me is a very smart thing to do rather than sitting there marinating in your own ignorance. You know, I'd say the two biggest killers of seniors today in particular are denial. And I say, you know, river in Egypt, right? That's my dad. I don't need that. I mean, and dad, you can barely stand. He doesn't use a walker or anything. He was driving until about 2 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was, yeah, I'm fine. I'm a good. I say, dad, you know, I do all these videos of people getting into and out of their bathtubs so that, you know, you can see how dangerous it really is. Yeah, I'm safe. I'm safe. I don't need it. And I say, these people are lucky bathers. They're not safe bathers. They just haven't fallen yet, right? And I go, Dad, you're a lucky driver. Yeah. You are not a safe driver.
I'm stealing that from you, darling.
And give your mom my book. I've got a book called Killer Bathrooms, and it'll...
Yeah.
You know, it's a third party. You have no credibility with your mom, right?
No, not at all.
And I have none with my dad. You know, he just dismisses me.
Yeah.
But really where I'm trying to get with that, is so, for example, in the walk-in bathtub industry, why did I get in that industry? There's a lot of profiteers in that market there. And again, businesses making money, I have no problem, but I don't like people making money off the back of the lack of knowledge of, in particular, seniors and other people. Mm-hmm. And that's an industry that has really developed kind of like the old aluminum siding encyclopedia industries, right? It's direct sales, high pressure. You know, they have contract closers that go into the home. And I tell folks, because you may see a big TV ad or a big ad in a newspaper or a magazine selling that technology, number one, doesn't mean you should do business with that company. But it does, again, you should be asking why. You know, why is that technology something that can help me with my life? And then come find an expert, a local person who can help you through that. The technology and the engineering is amazing. But we don't need to buy them like used cars, and we don't need to, you know, have high pressure sales and all that kind of stuff going. And that to me applies to everything. If I'm looking for an advocate to help me with my diet or to find a community or, you know, so take that and run with that a little bit.
Well, I agree. You know, I think one good thing about what I've found being in the market now for 5 years, there's not a lot of bad actors in the field. People who are actually going into the homes, like the non-medical, the home health, like the, you know, the OTs, the PTs, all different things like that. We've got a pretty, and the placement agents. We've
and
got
the a caregivers? Pretty, I mean, caregivers. Come on. You have to be an angel
to do
that work.
They are.
For the amount of pay they earn.
I know.
And I mean, it's heartbreaking.
And we are so short-staffed here in Denver. It's just, I mean, we just can't even find people. I mean, when Arby's is paying $15 an hour,
yeah,
you know, they'd rather go do that than care for somebody. And
well,
it's going to be, so that's going to be a whole shift too when the baby boomers come up. Who knows what that's going to look like? But right now we've got to deal with the fact that, yes, people do need to come into the home to take care of you. And I always say to people, you know, they're like your personal assistant. You know, have them be your companion.
Right.
You know, and if you don't want to move to community and you are living on your own, then you need to have someone come in and get, you know, to check on you, because us adult children really worry about you and we want you to be safe. And so it's just like, what do we need to do to make sure you're safe?
Right.
And that's really how I look at this through this lens is, how are we making people safe? You know, and we aren't in a lot of ways. You know, the bathtub is the biggest place where I see people fall.
Oh. I say the 10 most dangerous square feet on earth.
Yeah.
For anybody over the age of 55 or under the age of 7. So think about it. We don't think about somebody who's 55, 60, whatever, hurting themselves in the bathroom, in particular the bathtub. But a toddler, a child, we would never send a five-year-old into the bathroom and go,
so
let
right.
me know when you're done, right. honey. Right? We wouldn't do it, right? Oh, you'll love this. I had this vision of having a commercial. You get my sense of humor, right? And it's this, teenage girl banging on the door of the bathroom in the morning, right? Mom, he's been in there for 20 minutes. Come on, Mom. Bang, 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 bang. And it's, her grandfather in the therapy tub relaxing, right? He's been in there for an hour.
That's a cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So, give me about 50 grand and I'll put the commercial together. Yeah. Right? I'll split the profits with
okay.
you. Yeah. Mass media is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, so aside from safety, what else? Safety's first, right?
Well, safety's always first. So what I say about what's happening in our industry is that we plan for retirement, but we don't plan for aging. So we sit down with financial planners and we say, great, I've got that much money for retirement. But when you turn 82, 83, 84, you have a crisis happen. Well, now all of a sudden you may be looking at you have to pay $5,000 a month to go to an assisted living, or you need to pay $8,000 to go to a nursing home. Well, none of that is in the financial plan
right.
at all.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we're dealing with people who are devastated. Or else now they're going through their life savings, which if you did Medicaid planning for all that, then you would be able to shelter some of that money and be able to get, things in place so that you understand what your plan is. So when I sit down with families, I look 10 years out with them and say, okay, you're 85. Let's go to 95 and see what we're going to do financially and mentally and quality of life and all the different things that you need to go through.
I got to be working.
You got to be working.
Man.
I just met with a family that the guy's got to go back to work, and his wife has dementia.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to go back to work once I've got him in a safe environment.
Well, but it's about, again, loving what you're doing and finding your passion and stuff. And I tell people I'm retired.
Yeah.
Meaning I have to make money.
Right.
But I don't have to do something I really hate
doing.
I can survive and enjoy what I'm doing. And I get to work with who I want, when I want, go where I want. But I still, need to work. And that's, again, that kind of gets to the attitude, the psychology of aging. It's like, what is retirement? I mean, my dad, retired at 52.
Wow.
My dad worked for the post office, became postman. He hated it, right? I mean, the government and the bureaucracy and all that. The second he was eligible to retire, he did.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hunt and I'm going to fish and I've been wanting to do the blah, blah, blah. And after 2 years, he's like, I don't want to hunt and fish anymore. I'm done with it. Oh, my God. I want to see another fishing boat as long as I live. And he hadn't planned for anything.
Exactly.
So my dad's middle years, meaning 60s, 70s, and early 80s, he was very depressed, very unhappy.
Yes.
He's taken 9 prescription meds by the time my mom fell.
Right.
My dad was on prednisone for years because he had this condition called polymyalgia rheumatica, which is very much like fibromyalgia. They don't really know what causes it. Very painful. And so the doc's just giving steroids, right? Prednisone.
Yep.
And again, we talk a lot on the program about pharmaceuticals and nutrition and health and all that kind of stuff. But having that attitude, having somebody support you in that thought process of how we manage our finances through this process, right, of aging, whatever
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. And how do we, manage quality of life? If you've lost a spouse and you're at your home by yourself, you're going to be starting to isolate, just like your dad.
Yep.
And once I show people communities, because, the greatest generation has the mindset of that nursing home that's smelly and really run down, because that's what our grandparents were, or their grandparents were in. Well, when I show them the communities that we have in Denver now, like I just took a couple to Lincoln Meadows, which is a great place down in Parker. They were so shocked at what it was like. They were so resistant.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah.
And friendly and active and, not that expensive and, and we're now figuring out if they can afford it for 10 years.
Right.
Now we're going to do the finances, see if they can afford it for 10 years.
Right.
Not that they move them in right now. And yes, worry about your finances 2 or 3 years later. figure it out now.
And that's why, you know, I call it creating a life plan. I'm sure you have your own approach to consulting with people or whatever it is. And again, go to the website. I'm going to have Cindy Sue's info up there. You'll be able to find her. I'm creating what I call the inner circle.
Good.
These are experts and people who come on the show or that I feel confident in recommending and promoting their service to folks. But, you know, again, start getting information and planning in advance. And I tell people the idea of making your home safe, if you're not ready, the time's not right to make that transition. The money you invest in making your home safe is a drop in the bucket compared to a long-term facility.
Absolutely.
So the idea of, you know, doing some prep work, making your home safe so you can stay there till you're ready to make it, and maybe you won't. I mean, it just kind of depends.
Right.
My dad did it simply because he was bored.
Yeah.
And lonely.
And now he's, you know, around his own peers, and I'm sure he's having much more of a quality of life.
He lives independently. He has his own place, right? Nice. And, you know, he comes and goes as he pleases. And I tell on the show, I've talked about this before, my dad and I can't give you too much of the backstory. I don't think we have enough time. But about 7 years ago, we entered into a pact. And the pact is that, and I did it today, and I've accomplished that today because you laughed a minute ago. But every morning before we get out of bed and let our feet hit the floor, we say to ourselves sincerely, and we mean it, this is going to be the best day of my life.
That's awesome.
And mean
George.
It, because it really is all we have, right?
That's right.
And the other part of that deal was we won't go to bed and let our feet leave the floor to go to sleep at night without having made at least one person laugh,
yeah.
Right? So now you think about my dad, how popular he is. You know, he's going around, you know, and he's telling jokes or he'll, you know, he's always up. He's always up. But I may be isolated. So I actually did a show not too long ago where we're talking about, you know, how can I reach out? I mean, if I think through my life and 10-year blocks or 5-year blocks, and I just review that in my mind, there are going to be human beings, people who touched my life, came in and out, whatever. Start reaching out to these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, Cindy Sue, how are you? Man, I haven't seen you since high school. I was just thinking about you.
Yes.
You know, get a joke book. You know,
right.
Just start thinking actively about how I can stay engaged and connected to life and be creative.
You know, I think for the greatest generation, what I always recommend them to do is get note cards and write a note to someone who you haven't thought about for a while and just send it off. I'm telling you, the connections that I've seen happen for them has been amazing, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
So that means you're going to be around for a while, huh, George?
Uh-huh.
If your daddy's 99.
I don't know. That's what they say. They threaten me with that.
Yeah.
You know,
and my grandmother lived till 101, so I'm going to be around for a while, too.
Yeah. Well, and my intent, of course, is to be kicking and screaming every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, part of my message is if you die before 120, you died a premature death.
Nice.
You did, because we know Gene Clement, the oldest documented longevity, was 122 years.
Wow.
There may be longer, but we know she did it. So if I die at 110, that's premature.
That's a good attitude, my dear.
Well, it's true. And there are people walking around the earth right now who truly believe we could live to be 300, 400, 600 years old, right?
So I'll share a story with my mom is born and raised here, right? So Denver was a very small town when she was raised here. And she said, well, honey, if I ever start losing it, she said, just put me in a canoe and push me out on Wash Park Lake. I said, Mom, I think someone would find you pretty straight away at Wash Park.
But she should do the Nordic Viking thing and set it on fire.
Right. Yeah. And we are Scandinavian, so that is a good thing for us.
Then we maybe she'll transition before somebody puts the fire out. That's but do it her way, right?
That's right.
Well, I want to thank Cindy Cook for joining us today. Cindy Sue, what a pleasure and a delight.
Thank you.
You guys be sure and hunt her down and reach her out. Give me again your website.
Aging@5280.com.
Aging@5280.com. And you can always go to our website, Being Young at Any Age. I'll be sure and get Cindy's information up there in the near future. So this is George Bentley. I want to thank you for joining us today. This is Being Young at Any Age, where we're helping you create your own self-directed roadmap to ultimate happiness, wellness, and vitality, no matter what your current challenges may be. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Being Young at Any Age with George Bentley. Tune in next weekend to learn how to create a roadmap to achieve happiness, health, and wellness today on EZ 1430.
She's the star of reality TV's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
And she's got lots to say on her new on-demand podcast.
Straight Up with Stassi. I talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships, and a little bit about myself. Okay, a lot.
Listen to Stassi on your schedule.
I'm answering your emails and your questions. I want to give my opinion on everything.
Straight Up with Stassi.
That's what I do best. Judge.
Download and subscribe at the newradio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.